we mentioned that one of the conditions which are necessary to give something the status of bread, we have to know what else is mixed into it. This is based on a halacha in Siman Kuf Samaches, that we sometimes bread is considered bread, sometimes bread is downgraded to what's known as pasavo bekisne. One of the definitions of pasavo bekisne is that there are other things mixed in. So let's define that a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch says as long as what's mixed in is the flavor, you can taste that flavor, it's discernible in the dough, that downgrades the bread from hamoitzi to pasavo bekisne to mezonos. And you do not need to wash for it, and you would not bench on it. You would only say alamichya. The Ramah, however, disagrees, and the Ramah says it's only if it's not only is it discernible, but it becomes the significant flavor. So, as you make a yeast bread, so it's made out of yeast, you make a yeast cake also. So, what's the difference? Yeast cake tastes like cake, and yeast bread tastes like bread, right? So, the difference is what's the main flavor, the significant flavor? So, if a person would now theoretically take a dough, instead of putting water, take flour, instead of mixing it with water, you mix it with fruit juice. So the idea is you're going to taste, be able to taste the difference between the two of them. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can taste the flavor of that in the dough. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you're a Svardi, we pass that to Shulchan Aruch. So this is now considered a mezonos and not hamoitzi. Right, so that is the first argument for what's known as mezonos bread. However, according to the Ramban, the Taz points that it has to be a significant change in the flavor. According to the Ramban, the flavor of that they use apple juice, and usually when they make mezonos bread, it does not change the flavor significantly to the point you can notice it, or possibly you can notice it. Some point out you can't even really tell the difference between a mezonos bread and regular bread almost at all. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's not considered a mezonos. But according to the Ramban, it has to be a significant. There is, that's issue number one. The argument against it should not be considered mezonos. The Taz says, the Mishmur Paskins, it has to be a very significant change in the flavor. Becomes the Iker flavors like that. Number one. So the counter argument to that is a Marsham. The Marsham seems to indicate that even this all is discussing when you put in a minority of fruit juice. But if the majority or the whole thing is fruit juice, even if you do not, it does not change the flavor significantly, it becomes mezonos. That is the argument based on the Marsham. Rabbi Yasher Shita says that we pass it like this, bigger than you can pass it like the Marsham. And that's why in Yerushalayim, and that's why the Hashkach of the Badatz, there's such a thing as called mezonos bread. Rishlama Zalman said, there's 2 points which I have to respond to that. Rishlama Zalman said, it depends on each makom according to its makom. It says, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is they eat it as a snack. So if you eat it as a snack, its taka can be considered a mezonos. But if a place where it's only used as part of a meal, it's the only way you have it, is you want to have part of a meal, it's considered like pastil, and even if you have a small amount, you still have to make a moitzi. So he says, and therefore, as far as he understands, in America, that's the way it is. So in America, it remains a moitzi, not a mezonos. Number two, the Marsham himself says, and this Rebelsky points out in the Tshuva in Masara, that the Marsham himself says that my definition of fruit juice is not when you squeeze it and press it. That's considered mime, as far as I'm concerned. My definition of fruit juice is when you boil it, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Beis, the definition of what makes something into a fruit a soup as opposed to being just maya ba'alma. So the apple juice was they squeeze, and Marsham himself says that's considered mayim as far as I'm concerned, and that would not make it into mezonos. That would still be a moitzi. So according to Marsham himself, which they're relying on, the Marsham himself says that that's not considered that would still be a moitzi. So we're relying on the Marsham halfway. You're not taking the second half of his psak. Even like you would go like the Marsham and say that it's eaten as a snack. The third issue which you have to know about it is. So there is a halacha, which is a little bit complicated halacha, but the basic point is, what's considered, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which is based on a mugan of rum. Let's say in country X, in America, nowadays, when a person has a meal and they have a bread meal, we don't eat a lot of bread, we have a lot of other things in the meal also. The average amount of bread that we eat is 1 or 2 slices. So that's considered a kaviya suda if you eat that together with the meal. So if you take now cake, or crackers to that amount, or Moshe would say, you'd be making a moitzi on that. And that's where the Magen of Rum holds. Or, since it's a mechloikis, the best thing is only eat a teichasuda, not to get involved in the mechloikis. Okay? So you're relying on that, we don't pass on that Magen of Rum, like Moshe passes on that Magen of Rum. because people eat it as part of their meal. And they eat the amount. The amount which is given is the amount which arguably is what a person normally has for a breakfast. You have a roll and other things. That's a normal meal. So that's exactly what you're doing. So it's being eaten as bread, like bread. So pashas, it's bread. So it's a very, very difficult argument to paskin. The only way you could do it, Rashi one time told me, he says, if you wouldn't eat it as part of the meal, so then if you eat it later on as a snack, so then you could argue that you're going with the marsham and that's acceptable. But to eat it with the meal, like we want to do, that's why you want to make it mazonos bread, right? That would not be acceptable. So pashas, the pesach on mazonos bread, is al-natil sedayim, hamoitzi, and benching, even though you only need kazayas of it. Have a good morning.